Reverently, I prostrate with mind, body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. And then the mandala offering on page 97. This ground, anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamnya Yatayami.
Sanje Chana Sanje Chana Na Chanjo Bano Dagi Chishin Jebe Sanje Dola Peche Sanje Lubo Yo Sanje Chana Sanje Chana Chanjo Bano Dami Nyozunje Dagi Chishin Jebe Dola Peche Sanje Lubo Yo maybe recite some medicine Buddha mantra for Kandola's quick recovery. Maybe 21 times. So stands up if anyone remember. Anyone of you remember before the medicine Buddha mantra? There's one stanza. In the book or no?
She's got me.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Lapis Light.
Well, then also together, think about all the people who has no health problems, okay? Think of all the people who have health problems. Not just health problems, also in the problem, like mental problem in the mind. Yeah. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendroya pambarasaya tadangata arhate samya sambodaya tayata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate arhata samugate Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhendroya pambarasaya tadangata Arhade samya sambodaya tayata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate arhata samugate tayata om bhagavate bhagavate om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhagavate sambodaya tathagata Arhate samya sambodaya tayata om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate arhata samugate Om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadana arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje ma bhagaje bhagaje raza samungade so Om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadana arhate samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade so om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadana arhate samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangada arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade Om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangadaya arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangadaya arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade so om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangada arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade so om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangada arhade samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade so we are reciting medicine buddha mantra. Okay, medicine buddha mantra is healing mantra. We are reciting healing mantra to dedicate to quick recovery of one of our nuns who just had operations, surgery. So full recover, dedicated to quick recover from her surgery, and all the people who have health problem in their mind. So also dedicate for their also well-being. And also, while we are reciting Medicine Buddha Mantra, if you can visualize dark blue lights, okay, dark blue lights top of your head, or room, you know, filled with, you know, dark blue lights, okay, that symbolize healing energy. When you put into color, it's like dark blue. So visualize while we are reciting Medicine Buddha Mantra. So then, you know, slowly, that dark blue light dissolves from your crown chakra all the way to the tip of your toe, then heal all the sicknesses, just visualize, okay? Even just hearing the mantra, you know, will be happy, like, even just hearing the mantra, Medicine Buddha mantra, you know, has like, a lot of benefit, health benefit, okay? Just meditate, visualize dark, bright dark blue light top of your head. So this loss will dissolve to your crown chakra all the way to the top of your toenails. So then, you know, then purify all the sicknesses. Om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya chambaranjaya tadangadaya arhate samya saman buddhaya tayata om bhagaje bhagaje maha bhagaje bhagaje raja samogade so om namo bhagavate bhagaje guru bendraya Tambaranzaya, Tatangada, Arade, Samya Saman Buddhaya, Tayata, Om Bekaze, Bega, Maham Bekaze, Bekaze, Raza Samongade, Om Namo Bhagavade, Bekaze, Guru Bendroya, Tambaranzaya, Tatangada, Arade, Samya Saman Buddhaya, Tayata, Om Bekaze, Bega, Mahabhagaze, Ranza Samogade, Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendroya, Chambaraza, Tathagataya, Arhate, Samyasam Buddha, Peyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Mahabhagaze, Ranza Samogade, Sohava, Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendroya, Chambaranzaya, Tathagataya, Aradeya, Samyasamam Buddha, Peyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ma Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Rajasamongade, So, Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendroya, Chambaranzaya, Tathagataya, Aradeya, Samyasamam Buddha, Peyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ma Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ranza Samongade, so Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendu, Tambaranzaya, Tathagata, Aradeya, Samyasaman Buddhaya, Teyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ma Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ranza Samongade, so Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendu, Tambaranzaya, Tathagataya, Arhateya, Samyasaman Buddha, Peyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ma Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Raja Samogade, So, Om Namo Bhagavade, Bhagaze, Guru Bendu, Tambaranzaya, Tathagataya, Arhateya, Samyasaman Buddha, Peyata, Om Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Ma Bhagaze, Bhagaze, Raja Samogade, Om Namo Bhagavade Bhagaze Guru Bendu Tambaranzaya Tathagataya Arhateya Samyasaman Buddha Teyata Om Bhagaze Bhagaze Ma Bhagaze Bhagaze Raja Samogade So there's like no seven, like seven different types of medicine Buddha. When you do the medicine Buddha practice, actually it's healing practice, so you visualize them. So anyway, so all this, you know, medicine, the Buddha, healing Buddha, not the seven types of healing Buddha, they make commitments, okay, who recite, you know, medicine Buddha mantra, so they make commitment to heal their mind, body, spirit, all of that, you know, not just body, you know. They make a lot of, you know, commitment to purify or to heal the bodies, body and mind, the body and mind, both of them. Okay, so then after the recitation of medicine Buddha mantra, so then visualize the very light that you are visualizing on top of your head, so that, you know, symbolize all the healing power, then dissolve into your, you know, body and become one with your body. So, and it will prevent, you know, as a disease, then, or negative mindset, all of that, okay? Thank you. Oh, yeah. So, now back to class, 10th class. Well, So we have been studying Tenet. So you are welcome to stay here and meditate. So if you find us kind of difficult, so then, so whenever you want to leave, no, is not going to offend us. So you are free to stay or free to leave. Okay, we are in the middle of the Tenet class. Okay, Tenet class. Oh yeah. Or maybe there's some tea to drink. Hello. Or maybe you can make some tea, or stay here, drink some, then read some books. Okay. Yeah. Good night. Did we finish the doubting consciousness?
Yes.
So now the where's the wrong consciousness wrong awareness. So wrong, same, no, it's the same, like for me it's easier, a little bit easier in my mind saying awareness than rather consciousness. I'm always thinking that, you know, there's ghost life after life, you know, so if that consciousness is wrong, so then perhaps not good. That consciousness is supposed to be pure, you know, supposed to go all the way to Buddhahood. So wrong awareness. Rahula chinje lodo chuve rigpas, Rahula chinje lodo chuve rigpas. Rangyu is like no object, no object. Rang means self, like object, like engaging object wrongly, you know, mistakenly engaging object that probably doesn't exist, you know, but you see maybe there's some nowadays in the modern day, you can say some kind of chemical imbalance in your mind, you see, you know, certain things in a certain color, like if you have jaundice, you see, you know, everything pretty much yellow. So even the conch shell, you know, actually it is white, but you see yellow. So that's like, maybe, you know, sometimes it's like caused by, you know, disease like jaundice. So, engaging with object, you know, wrongly engaging with object. Every handling sound, you know, that it has like two divisions. First one is like wrong awareness, which are, you know, conceptuals, the wrong awareness which is like non-conceptual. So the illustration, the first one is like every handing sound is permanent. The same, this, you know, as I said, the rabbit horn is quite famous in this text, not just this. Then like every handing horn on rabbit, those are illustration of the wrong awareness, like which is these are like conceptual thought. Okay. We finished this?
Well, we did read through it, didn't
we? Anyway, so I think we finished it, huh?
We got to blue last time.
Yeah. Milang chung ngumbu sang da mila shiva ta bu chi. In the dream, no. Is awareness. The dream is awareness. No, dream is awareness. Oh, it's not kind of awareness. It is actual awareness. Oh, milang chung ngumbu sang da shiva dreaming about blue. Then seeing that blue as a blue, you know, that's like wrong consciousness, like wrong mental consciousness, okay, wrong mental awareness. Why this mental awareness? Because I don't think there's a difference between dream awareness and dream. I think dream is awareness. I don't think that's Milam Shiva vision. The dream is awareness. Okay, can be positive, can be negative. No, like likewise regret. Yeah, regret and the dream is like, you know, can be positive or can be negative. It very much depends on the intentions. So dream yoga actually is very much depend on intentions before you go to bed. So very much depend on that. No dream yoga, there will be no dream yoga if there's no intentions involved. So dream yoga is very much like guys kind of powered by intentions or awareness and awareness of certain practice or certain practice. The throughout the day, there's one kind of practice supposed to help you to recognize when you're in the pardo and try that. Helps you to recognize that you are in the pardo, not like that like not knowing that you are dead or alive, it's not like that. So like recognizing dream, there's one method that people use is like, during the daytime when you're awake, then you, everything that you experience, you're trying to see them like dream, So then that method or exercise or practice really help you to recognize dreams. So if you become very good at that, so then you can do the same thing. Oh, this is now part of the state. It's not real. It's like part of the state. So then when you become so good at that, then there's possibilities that you may recognize when you are in the part of the state, that you may recognize that you're in the part of the state. What is the benefit? Benefit is there like all kinds of things happen during the pardo state, then you are not going to be fooled by those appearances in the pardo state. So that's the benefit. Same if you recognize dream, if you're chased by elephant in your bedroom. Elephant is not able to fit in your bedroom, but in the dream, you're chased by elephants. So then, there's all kinds of emotion arise, Once you recognize the dream, this will not happen. Probably people here talk about lucid dream. So that's probably also like another this method that during the daytime, that like I say intentionally seeing everything as a dream, so that will probably help to have probably lucid dreams. So lucid dreams, that means if you are not able to recognize that you're dreaming, there's no way, that is impossible to have lucid dreams. So, I think there's no difference between dream and milam. Sleep is awareness. Sleep. So I'm kind of like screwing up here. Sleep is awareness, no? So then, okay, now here, like awareness of, has a dream awareness.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
That it's
dream.
The dream is, it's a mental consciousness because of being a dream consciousness. It is non-conceptual consciousness because of being a consciousness.
Yeah, dream, the dream awareness, or no, dream
yeah.
awareness, or dream awareness. Probably there's a difference between dream and dream awareness. Sorry, that mistake, for the mistake. What I'm supposed to say is like sleep, not a dream. Sleep is awareness. No, can be positive, can be negative. Sleep, not a dream. So dream awareness. No, so there's a difference between dream and dream awareness. So I said there's no difference, but there is difference. So, so the Menashe Maya Mishet, isn't it? Oh, you see, the Tomeshe Maya Mishet, isn't it? Oh, yeah, then,
oh my God.
Huh?
Oh my God. What is the difference between dream and dream awareness?
All you know, the six senses.
Mm-hmm.
When we faint, when we know, when we sleep, only awareness that's active is like six mental awareness. That's the only one that's active. All other five, you know, they're temporarily on vacations. Temporary, you know, like so that, you know, then that mental consciousness is like when you dream, so then it becomes part of the dream awareness. When you dream,
the mental consciousness that you have when you're sleeping is the dream consciousness.
If you're dreaming, you know, so that's all. You know, while you sleep, you can smell, you can hear. Only awareness that active is six mental awareness. So if you dream, so that awareness, no, that's called dreaming awareness. So if you are not dreaming, so that's called not dreaming awareness. What is your question?
So if you're dreaming, that is dream awareness.
You're aware. One of your consciousness is aware of the dream. That's called dreaming awareness.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's no separation between dream and dream awareness. I kind of liked your first definition better.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but first one is wrong.
But
even though your life is kind of wrong, sorry.
But dream, you have to have mental
dreams. So I think we did talk about dream quite a lot because you asked me a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Dream is produced by, mainly produced by tendency.
Right.
That's the direct cause of tendency. Then certain dreams, produced
okay.
by certain spirit.
Okay.
So, milam kare sa na, it's like, what is mirage? Mirage is like heat and the sand that produce mirage. Similarly, tendency and some kind of, the memory like leaves tendency.
Okay.
So the tendency then produces,
okay.
like the next, dream.
So that's the difference, is what makes up the dream versus, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What makes up the dream is dream. The thing that's experiencing the dream is the dream awareness.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So, tendency, so then, there are separate texts talks about dream. So I think we finished there, not we'll go again. So it's, I think it's already read. I remember now, last Wednesday.
One more question.
Yeah, sure.
Short. So this the first one that they don't give many examples of, the conceptual wrong consciousness, is that just, could that be also like when you're a kid and you think that the moon is following you? Is that,
yeah, that's one.
The same thing, even though it's appropriate for that?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah. you know, like cause that's kind of hallucination, right? Yeah, moon following you, that's kind of hallucination.
What's that? I mean, you actually, when you're driving the car, it looks like the moon is running through the trees.
But actually, then actually the person is hallucinating, right?
Hallucination as much as a
misidea
about it. Like you really see the moon moving, but it's because the car is.
It's like
a
mistake, just like the trees moving when you're in a car.
But it's ignorance.
There's a mistake, yeah, mistake. To just a mistake. So cause of the mistake, you know, sometimes it's on the base, that means, you know,
right.
Sometimes it's on the object, sometimes it's on the base, sometimes, you know, like, to just tell you, to you, to you. Sometimes it's on the conditions, you know, like something happened, there's some kind of defect in your. And you're like, yeah, consciousness, you know, mainly for reverse eye consciousness, that you see certain things, but actually it's not there.
But can you just be ignorant, basically? Like, you don't know?
Yeah, every mistake, you know, Steve, like, you know, as a, from the Buddhist point of view, every mistake is caused by ignorance.
Okay.
Fundamentally.
Right. But I guess, mean, like, the way I'm losing it, it's just not enough information yet.
That's right. So, like, you know, if you're little and you look at writing, you can't read the writing.
Right.
In a year, you might be able to read that. That kind of ignorance. Like, you just haven't learned it yet. That's also just wrong conceptual, wrong consciousness.
Yeah. The ignorance, that's very obvious. Yeah, it's ignorance. Not having a knowledge, you know, that moon doesn't follow you, you know, not having knowledge. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, all good. It's very good. So, Karigumana onja tunga sebu na onja davdan lu da ya lu sunu ya da tunji suyu de chebu tokba sheba ane sunu chebu tokba sheba tobe ma de sheba ya masana sheba ta man ya basanma ki me ya basanma ji sunu chebu tome tuje sheba da sunu sunu ke some mistake here in the Tibetan text or So now, like, there's like, again, there's another divisions. Now that seven or six, five non-valid consciousness, awareness, five. So out of that, the last one left or it's all finished. So these are all finished. So now there's again there's another divisions of, you know, not another division of non-valid consciousness. It's like another division of awareness. Another division of awareness. Oh, it has three divisions. So now Baba needs to read in English. So, otherwise my broken English is not going to work.
With respect to the threefold division of awareness and knowers, there are three parts. Explanation of conceptual consciousnesses that take a meaning generality as their apprehended object. Two.
So here, meaning generality, mental image. That's the best, the mental image. So.
Explanation of non-conceptual, non-mistaken consciousnesses that take a specifically characterized phenomenon as their apprehended object.
Then that's all, like, you know, ear consciousness, eye consciousness, all that, you know, these are all that falls in that category, second category.
And then explanation of non-conceptual mistaken consciousnesses that take a clear appearance of a non-existent as their apprehended object.
So that's the more complicated one. The first one, all the conceptual thought falls into the first one, all the non-conceptual thought falls into the second one. So the third one is, you know, a little bit a different kind of. So it was some. So it's not different than conceptual thought. The first one is not different than conceptual thought. But you know, it's a different way of saying it, but you know, not different than conceptual thought. And it has definitions and divisions. So now definitions.
A determinate knower that apprehends a sound generality and a meaning generality is suitable to be mixed.
Sound generality basically means name. Here, name and the mental image. Name, say, prayer will, that's like sound generality. Then meaning generality, when you go home, they used to have image of, you know, prayer will on table. That's like, you know, then as a mini generality or sound generality, or Dratin Drizum Shiri. Can you repeat the definition, please?
Repeat the definition?
Yeah.
The definition of a conceptual consciousness is a determinative knower that apprehends a sound generality and a meaning generality is suitable to be mixed.
It needs to say both, both. So they're like, it's not saying both, but either or. Oh, that's very good. Either or, like meaning generality or sound generality. Either or. You know, that's the reason why not every conceptual thought, you know, is like how is it. I don't know how to say it in English, like definition of, so then so now can you continuously carry on please.
The sound of sound and meaning refers to a sound generality and the meaning to a meaning generality. That which apprehends those two as mixed apprehends a collection of those two. There is a purpose for saying suitable to be mixed because it is necessary to include conceptual consciousnesses in the continuum of a person who is not trained in nomenclature, which is just the names, right?
Like say babies, you know, they are not trained with labels. Label, huh?
Nomenclature.
We're laughing at the English word.
It means they don't know how to talk.
Nomenclature.
Nomenclature. You can tell I was an English major.
What does nomenclature mean?
Naming things.
Huh?
Naming things.
Before you become Buddhist, you know, so if somebody says samsara, you have no idea.
Yeah, jargon.
But you don't know what the mean, you don't know the term, samsara. But if somebody says, oh, petty, samsara, and you hear samsara, but you get some idea, but you know, that's like, in that case, that you are not trained in that particular term. So that's like, no, the baby is a very common one, or dalama, you know. So, like, you know, same like emptiness, impermanent, you know, then nirvana, enlightenment, bodhicitta, all of that, you know, six perfection, all of that. If somebody says Well, it brings his perfection, you know. So then you get the idea, follow that word. That is what they do, you know. So was the rule of government, Dalama, Javi, Chibi, Toba, 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 Divi, Gaba, Yubi, Teach, Toba, Teach, Dadu, Tabor, Mindija, Dadu, Tedu, the Mazarim, you know. So now, please, can you continue this same, you know?
Okay.
Probably English probably is going to be hard, but... Yeah,
this is because a conceptual consciousness in the continuum of such a person does not apprehend sound and meaning generalities as mixed, but merely is suitable to be mixed. And then we go
one or I say. So you say like you just say like
that
or either.
Oh, either or.
Either or.
Or both. So you either. So you might know the sound generality,
yeah.
Or you might know the meaning generality, or you might even know both.
Yeah. So the either or, that has to be there in the definition. Otherwise, you know, can't cover all the conceptual thought. The baby's conceptual thought, you are not able to cover if you just say both. No, so that's why either or. Huh?
Okay.
Then let's continue.
Then we'll go to the divisions.
Oh, we're already on division now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So now you finish all of that before divisions? Yeah, so now, yeah, divisions, huh? Please.
Division. It's another division of awareness and knowing.
Yeah, whole new divisions. But two of them we already know. The last one is no kind of new, but not.
The divisions. When conceptual consciousnesses are divided, there are three. Conceptual consciousnesses that apprehend only a sound generality, conceptual consciousnesses that apprehend only a meaning generality, and conceptual consciousnesses that apprehend both a sound and a meaning generality.
Because these divisions are necessary when you debate. You know, so not necessarily helpful right now, but when you debate, you have to know all of them. Otherwise, there's nothing to debate. So now this image in Tibet is kind of long. So by the bottom line, we go to the bottom line. Not the text bottom line, but we go to the point. How do you say? Not the text bottom line. So this is the here what it says, the ways. Yeah, it has definitions, you know. So that's the definition of the ways. So, todeshaju, not ways that flower ways here we use, not that kind of ways.
It's there, like a pot.
Over there, that kind of ways.
Yes, a pitcher.
A pitcher. Ways, when you say in Tibet, Pumba refers to that, not every, this is not ways. This is ways?
Here.
This is not ways. No. America has no idea about ways.
We had the wrong nomenclature. So they translated it as pot. And we wouldn't call that a pot either. Yeah. We'd call it a pitcher.
Just say that Western has no idea about ways. Yes. That's the easiest way to say.
Australians call it a jug.
Jug?
A jug.
Oh, yeah.
But a jug is closer to a pot.
But now you finally get the definition of pot. I love it. You always so wonder where it comes from. Okay. An illustration of the first is a conceptual consciousness in the continuum of a person who does not know that a bulbous, flat-based thing that is able to perform the function of holding water is a pot.
Oh, yeah, that's now the definition of a pot.
Which generated independence on merely on the sound pot apprehends pot. Shall we read the second?
The base has to be round. That's the one thing. Is it talk? You know, it's like this. Don't do it.
Shout.
The base, the ground. Chucho is able to hold the water. So, what it says in the English, the definition of the vase?
It's a bulbous.
Huh?
Bulbous, which is the round.
Round or bulbous.
The bulbous flat base thing that is able to perform the function of holding water. It's a pot.
Don't do it.
Yeah, they don't talk about the spell, which is...
Someone who sees this, but they have no idea it's prayer will, for just example, you know. And someone who sees that does not know it's Pumba, you know, someone who knows. That's just example, Pumba Yimba, Mishibi, Chibi Jujizo, Chibi Jujizo. A person has no idea this is prayer will, or no idea. Chibi Jujizo, Pumba Shiva doesn't attend it. Chibi, Ponsito Patavos. Or, you know, then just, kind of some kind of awareness, simply following by the sound, prayer will. You know, some, no prayer, that kind of conceptual thought. That's what it is, you know. But you have no idea. So if someone knows prayer will, so then you have ideas, no? Somebody says prayer will, you have ideas. If you have no idea this is prayer will, so then somebody says prayer will, then you get some ideas, some kind of awareness, just following the sound. So that's what it is here. It's just merely apprehending the sound. In this case, a name. Sound means name. Prayer will. Just awareness that you generated only following the sound. That awareness is apprehending on name. That's all. The prayer will. That's the first illustration. The first one. Make sense? Yeah. So then second one. You want to read in English, or you all finished reading in English?
No.
Okay.
The second, which is the conceptual consciousness that apprehends only a meaning generality, the illustration of the second is that which generated independence on merely seeing a bulbous thing apprehends a bulbous thing.
Nobody say anything. You just come in. That's all. That's awareness. It's the second one. It's the second one. Nobody say anything. No prayer. Nobody say anything. Just, you know, come in. Just saw that somebody's wrong going around. So that's the illustration. Does that make sense?
They understand what it is, they just don't know the name for it?
They don't understand.
They have no understanding.
Second one is the meaning.
TGG is like somebody who does not know prayer well comes in and just see this. Somebody who does not know prayer well come in and see this object. So that awareness makes sense.
But it knows the object there is the same object outside on that stand.
But that person don't know prayer well at all. You know?
Can I use the pot as an example?
Yeah, pot is the same, you know. just the children, you know, babies.
Okay, so they don't know how it functions either then?
Yeah, so they have no idea.
I think it's, but you don't read the stuff in brackets because that's not in the Tibetan.
No, you're right.
So, but it recognizes the bulbous thing as a bulbous thing. So it seems to me it's like if you came in and
you recognize the object, but it doesn't recognize the prayer wheel or whatever. Because there's something you see. There's something it's not very obvious. Anybody can see. Baby can see. You know, the animal can see. Anybody can see.
Okay.
But see what is on the table. They see what is on the table, but they have no idea what it is.
So they're just seeing it. So this is actually worse than the first one, because the first one, at least they hear pot.
Mm.
The second one, they're not hearing pot, they're just seeing pot.
Yeah, they're just, it's hard, like, if someone asks what that is person seeing, if someone knows that,
right.
Somebody knows or prayer, they say you are telling them they are seeing prayer, but actually no. That's how you say it, they are seeing prayer. But it's not like they don't recognize prayer, you know, but they recognize what's on the table. Makes sense? So can you read it again, the second one?
An illustration of the second, it's generated independence on merely seeing a bulbous thing.
Yeah, just merely seeing, that needs to emphasize. Merely seeing, not know anything besides seeing, that's all, no? Merely seeing, that, how you say, exclude.
Right, so they're just only apprehending I think the term that confuses me is meaning generality, because meaning has like meaning, but it just, they're just seeing a mental image, they're just apprehending a mental image, that's it.
So if you know it's
shape and color.
Right. They don't know what its purpose is. They don't know anything.
It's about seeing an object. I can see an object.
They apprehend, yeah.
So what if he knew what prayer was? That doesn't relate to the story.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
So the second one is just the
consciousness. First, what they're seeing object. That's like direct perceiver. Later on, you know, maybe second moment or later on when they remember. So that's the one we are talking here about. Conceptual thought. We are not talking about direct perceiver. In order to have conceptual thought, first we have to see. You know, if it's like obvious objects, first we have to see them. Without seeing them, there will be no memories. Huh? So here, just seeing object. Just seeing object, it will generate some kind of memory.
Okay.
Memory. So that memory is only seeing mental image. That's all, seeing the mental image. Not knowing what that image is, just seeing the mental image.
So later on, if someone says the prayer wheel on Geshe-la's desk, and then you say, oh, that thing that was round that spins, then you're adding the name and meaning.
Yeah, so then if you educate them, oh, that is called prayer wheel, that's how you turn clockwise. So then, you know, that person, you know, that person will generate. Very conceptual thought transform into valid conceptual thought.
And that's the illustration of the third. That's when you have both.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because now you know it's called prayer wheel, and now you already saw them before. So now there's like name, somebody just told you that's what it's called. That's the sound generality. The meaning generality you already had, and you have no idea what it is, but you have some image. So now you are, how I say, now you know what that is. Huh? So that's the illustration of the third one.
Okay.
First one is called just seeing the object, that's all, just seeing the object, no? Just seeing joy, just seeing joyful effort, just seeing joy here, so that, you know, no idea, somebody says, oh, that's joy, you know? The person who has a full of smile, that's called joy. So
it's
now,
somewhat the sound generality, by the third, it's more than just that now you have a name and you know what object the name
now
is labeled on.
Now we have labels, yeah.
Yeah, but we also know the function.
Yeah, so there, you know, like, there, if you understand the prayer will, you have to understand
the function.
If you don't understand the function of the prayer will, then you don't understand prayer will.
So do we get the function from sound generality? Or meaning, or the combination of the two?
You could see, you could see function first, but not knowing what it is. That's like, you could see something functioning first and not knowing, and somebody has to educate you. That's what is called. That's called prayer will. So then you have full awareness, complete awareness of understanding of prayer will. But before that, you see something like going round. You see the functions of the object, but you have no idea what it is. And somebody comes, this is called prayer will. So now you have complete understanding of the...
Does it have to come with, does it have to come with words, or can you figure it out yourself?
So probably nowadays, you can figure it out by yourself. You can just go to Google, so then figure it out.
But isn't it more than that, Geshe-la? Like a baby might not know what a prayer wheel is, but if it sees a bottle and it knows that the food, there's food in the bottle, so he drinks the, it sucks on the bottle, then it knows the function of the bottle, doesn't have the name, doesn't even know what food is, but it knows it wants that.
Yeah.
So it knows the function, and then it always goes when it's thirsty. He goes looking for the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody said this is where you get your nourishment from.
No, but he knows
the baby does not have full, complete awareness of the what do you call pacifier.
Yeah, the pacifier or the bottle.
See function does not mean that you know object. Completely, because in order to know the object completely, you have to rely on the label. In this case, the sound label,
Okay.
Make sense? Any questions? More questions? Tijuju to duwa tonga tamna teni chibi chibi to duwa zumbi toba tabus. The memory, the conceptual thought. Then Pumbashi, so now someone who knows what it is, somebody who knows what it is, so then that conceptual thought, that's like the boat. Yeah, a lot of understanding, it's like in the beginning, it's like conceptual thought, just idea, idea, and it's like believing the image is actually the actual thing, but actually it's not. It's just image, it's just meaning, called the meaning general. That's not the prayer will. It's called meaning generality of prayer will. It's not the prayer will, but then it's kind of, that's how we remember things, back in monastery, back in your hometown. That's how you remember, you are no longer seeing them, but you remember by heavily relying on meaning generality and sound generality. So then slow it gets very clear. So then you see them, directly. Or somebody say, there's no prayer will. There's no prayer will at all. Somebody explain, there's things, that go around, you can do. Then somebody give very good explanation of prayer will. Then you go to Nepal, then you saw, and before it's all conceptual. So now when you go to Nepal, when you see one, so now you're seeing directly. So that every, seeing directly, requires some kind of explanation. Tapumbe daji da tunji kang shena sa,
Datam la tembe tobe nawa ina daji kona bichabu shena. Kona datam la
tempe, tata na tempe, tobe nawa ina, taji kuna mchapa ya maja de rivu ranzu toba la rivu rongi wana nawa de tata na toba inja, taji kuna mchapa ya teta teta rivu ngi rai, taji na tiju nika tata na tempe toba ina tobe nawa ina taji kuna mchapa ya. Okay, so now
go on.
Yeah, please, yeah.
What are the
sounds? You know, when you read it, it's kind of complicated, but you know, the point, you know, is not that complicated. But when you read, you know, in English, I was here, then reading English,
What are the sound and meaning generalities of pot? That appearance, which is an appearance as pot to the first conceptual consciousness, is just a sound generality. That appearance, which is the appearance of a bulbous thing to the second conceptual consciousness, is just a meaning generality.
Now, this is not important to remember, because when you talk about conceptual thought, you talk about definition of conceptual thought. In order to understand, in order to have good understanding of the definition of conceptual thought, you have to understand those two things, meaning generality and sound generality. For me, that is the thing that is So now can you please read it again?
That appearance which is an appearance as pot to the first conceptual consciousness is just...
You know, first conceptual, you remember, first conceptual refers to the person, remember the first one, first refers to...
The person who does not know a bulbous flat-based thing.
Yeah, that's the first. Just remember that. Or then?
That appearance, which is the appearance of a bulbous thing to the second conceptual consciousness, is just a meaning generality.
Mm-hmm. Make sense? Huh?
So it has to be in that order? Sound first?
Doesn't have to be that order, you know. Order is not that important, huh?
And is this why dream consciousness are not conceptual? Because there is no sound generality and meaning generality understood by that consciousness?
That's the reason. No, if anything that's not conceptual, you always go back to definitions. That's how you figure it out.
We're using these things.
Yeah, conceptual thought. That's all conceptual thought.
Sound, general, you know.
Yes.
Nomenclature.
Sound, you know, without sound, there's nothing to talk.
True.
Yeah, without sound, there's nothing to talk. Unless, you know, you learn. Everybody learns, you know. Without sound, there's no way to talk, but you know, everybody needs to understand, you know. So like, Dhamme Lijun Namjukun Chutembas, teaching without sound, that happens, you know, teaching without sound. But as the, everybody has to have some knowledge. So for example, like, that's called non-Buddhist scholar called Mutik Tayang. Mutik Tayang, very famous, renowned scholar, non-Buddhist scholar, during the time of like Nalanda monasteries. So Aryadeva, this Aryadeva, he's the main disciple of Nagarjuna. He's the one of the top scholars from the Nalanda monastery. So then they are having debate with that, you know, non-Buddhist scholar called Mutik Tayang. Mutik means non-Buddhist. Tayang, that's his name. So, I'm just giving you example without, you know, word. There is a way to communicate. But people have to be educated, otherwise, no. So then, when the Ayadeva saw the Mudita's coming towards Narendra Monastery to debate, so then Ayadeva uses his rosary and it goes like this, like that, and he said, then the Mudita, you know, went like this. So he understood right away that there's no talk, there's no sound. What Ayadeva was asking is what's the root cause of samsara? What's the root cause of samsara? Mudita is say ignorance, you know. He just covered his head. So there's no communicating without word, there's no word. But you know, but that's clear now. Ayadeva knows, oh, he's you know, very educated, you know, he's not like something, you know, like, so there's like communicating without sound, and probably sign language too, you know.
You remember that movie, Miracle Worker? So yeah. Most people have seen that movie. It's a really good example of these two coming together because the teacher is trying to show her what water means and how to spell it with her hands. And she's doing it over and over. And so the girl kind of knows water. She knows she's doing something in her hand. And all of a sudden, it all comes together.
Yeah. So because, you know, like, using sound, you know, does distract our mind. So therefore, some practitioner in, like, self-realizer path, they choose to teach without word. They don't use word. Because when you use word, you know, that kind of like distract your mind. I think there's a lot of that, you know, like path beyond learning in the self-realizer path, you know, when you reach that, you know, so there are all kind of ways, you know, they teach without using any words at all. So now, can you tell her you have more questions? Nilam Gishi was an Where's the dream thing?
It's right in with wrong consciousness. After the divisions, or with.
No, the. Yeah, to me, those were those. Because me, I'm just by busy. Me, I'm just by busy. So it's clear, they said here, so now the orders, first we have, you know, direct perceiver. Direct perceiver, you see prayer directly. So then second is like conceptual thought. Then tendency. Tendency. See, then tendency. Then tendency in this case, the dream, you know, caused by the tendency, awareness of dream awareness. I'm trying to think how to explain, but actually it's not conceptual, it's like direct perceiver, you know, it's direct perceiver.
So you're just experiencing the dream.
But of course, you know, that is caused by tendency, you know, if there's no tendency of, do we ever dream something that we don't know?
Not yet, no.
Huh? Do we ever dream something that we don't know?
Huh?
So that's why we are discussing.
We may dream about
who's saying that?
Siri.
Oh. I said, yeah. That's exactly what we're trying to discuss here. Yeah. So
you can dream about something you've never seen because it's not a tendency yet.
But sometimes people have like dreams of the future. They haven't, you know, like kind of psychic dream.
But it has to be made a component of what you've already seen, doesn't it?
That's the beta. I mean, there's stories of people who've seen, like they were living a long time ago and they saw airplanes. They couldn't describe them, so they would say steel birds in the sky.
Like the Dalai Lama.
Mm. I think it's a different than a regular dream. This is more like one of those like yogic things that we've read about before.
Mm.
Some kind of power.
Something. You know, they can see something. They don't even have the words for it because they weren't planes then.
Mm.
They would talk about iron horses, you know, and all these things. There were cars they were seeing in some kind of dream.
Mm.
But that's not our normal dream, no.
But how much truth in there? Iron horse, like metal, I don't know what it's called.
Iron bird.
How much truth in there? So this is really, it's really somebody's telling the truth or just somebody just made it up? I'm not sure how much, you know, like maybe like iron bird is like been said, they talk of iron bird before the Westerner came to this place, or I'm not sure, or maybe later on somebody just made it up. It's hard to say.
It was, the one that I'm familiar with is the 13th Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
He said that something about the Iron Bird, but I don't know, it may have, I'm not sure it was before airplanes had actually been invented.
Yeah. I thought it was.
The 13th Dalai Lama said Iron Bird?
The 13th Dalai Lama did.
Said Iron Bird?
Iron Bird, yes.
Oh.
But and planes would have been invented.
Right.
Because he was still alive in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And that's the second consciousness, right? Because he saw it, but he didn't know what it was.
We don't know that he saw it. I'm just saying
that.
Yeah.
But they did exist.
But there are people who have psychic vision.
Right. Yeah. So like, well, that can be also true. You know, like somebody can say, Iron Bird or.
But there are people that also argue that if you. You might have some general dream, but then something happens later that you said, "Oh yeah, I dreamt that," but it may not be you may not have had what you're doing is misremembering.
It
just feels familiar.
Misremembering. So now the point here is like, do we understand the dream awareness is not conceptual?
Yeah, that's what's, so it's this idea that we're not thinking about it, we're just experiencing like it's a, like we're part of a movie.
Experiencing out of tendency or, you know,
right.
the force of tendency or force of someone else, no?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Spirit.
Spirit, right.
I was going to say, my response to your question about dreaming things that you're not familiar with, that, that I have dreams about people that I don't recognize, but I don't dream about things that, I mean, there are people that are very plausible that I may have.
You dream about the people that you don't know?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. And it's like I'm watching a movie.
But it could be, we don't know.
How do you know that you dream about people you don't know?
Because I dream about people that I do know.
How do you know that you dream about people you don't know?
Because you don't know them in the dream.
Huh? They appear as strangers. I mean, I have dreams about that are like stories that it'd be like I'm reading a book or going to a movie.
Or like dreaming about an elephant. I don't know any elephants, but I dream about them.
Right.
Yeah. You do know elephants.
Yeah.
From Washington, D.C. Zoo.
Well,
right.
Or maybe zoo in like Ashboro.
No, but I'm just saying that
I'm just teasing Patrick.
That's as far as I want to go about talking about my dreams.
Keshel, you said so dreams are not conceptual, right?
Dreaming awareness is not conceptual.
Okay. So, like, if somebody figures out a problem in a dream, that's just, like, awareness.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's examples of people who figured out a problem they've been working on in the daytime, and when they went to sleep, something kind of relaxed, and the answer kind of comes to them in a dream state.
That's got to be conceptual, then.
Well, I don't know if it's conceptual, because they're not sitting there thinking like that, but the symbols come to them, and when they wake up,
when you wake up, then you are no longer dreaming. So
right.
Then, So when you wake up, you may find the solution in the dream.
Right.
But whatever mind that's finding the solution, that's not conceptual. So then, when you awake, then you may use some conceptual thought.
Right.
And it may be that you already have figured it out, but you have some obstacle when you're awake.
The mind is much, much clearer than the sleep. When you sleep, because this is not all, this is not functioning. So it's much, much less distractions.
Right.
So therefore, that dream yoga is all about, dream yoga. They're trying to, really deepen their practice, because that's better, I think, less distractions. Okay, so now we'll stop here. So then, also, there's all kind of methods. If somebody's having nightmare, there's something to wear or something to put right above the bed, bedside, to prevent that. They even have instructions how to make that, things. To put on. So if any of you are having a bad dream, just let me know. I can make one. So hopefully make one. Never did one. But I know the books. But
I'll take one.
He's putting an order in for one.
He
wants one? You're having a nightmare?
Sometimes I do kind of wake up suddenly.
Sometime or quite often?
Well, it's been quite often.
Oh, yeah. So I see if I can make one.
Thank you.
I cannot promise if I can. I never made one. Unless I have the books, What is it, Jim?
We can make nightmare catchers by Keshel.
It will go out of business after one day. It won't take long. It will go out of business maybe.
Not if they work. If they work, that would be a success.
So that's what I'm saying, more life not going to work. One time in my monastery, when I was like probably 14 or 15, 16, I don't remember, in my room where I sit, there's like one, the Tibetan shape, like altar, you know, small altar. And that altar is filled with the books, all the books, not all these, the traditional books. And I'm having like kind of like, did it ever happen to you, like when you sleep certain way, sometimes like somebody's really pushed, then you can see, but you can't make sound.
Yeah.
It happened to you?
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm having that, you know, quite often. It's not like, you know, quite often. So it turns out all the books in that cabinet is all mixed up. No, sometimes that does, you know, affect your life. Here, you don't have to worry because all the books is like, there's no way you can take page out.
Right.
There, you know, it's not like, all the pages are mixed up, you know, like one is like under like 25 is the first, all mixed up. I spent like probably three days in rows, you know, to fixing these numbers. So then after that, you know, maybe it could be superstitious, you know, so that I have. So then one of my teachers told, okay, maybe better to look at all the books in the cabinet. So I look, maybe all the page numbers maybe not in order. And I look, it's not just one volume, many, many volumes. It's all page numbers, all mixed up. So then he suggested me to fix those numbers. And I did that. And after that, no more nightmare. So that's related to the environment that I'm sleeping in. I'm not the one who's messed up, you know, somebody else did. But it's having the sleeping in front of them, you know, have some kind of impact, you know.
So when you do the dedication prayers on 235, the first two verses, and then on page 244. English. Circled by snow mountain, source of all happiness, all powerful chin, raise your chin and gossip. Please remain until samsara ends. The master of speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who receives the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spreads the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on listen voice, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the Guru's moral way, serve the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Lajuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you, Geshe-la.